Aid arrives at Sudan's main port along its Red Sea coast, nearly 50,000 tons to help 1 million people.
The delivery whose arrival we're recognizing today is part of a broader flow of much-needed food and commodities to Sudan to help address food insecurity here. And we're not just shipping food aid, we're also shipping containers of non-food items such as hermetic bags, tarpaulins, mobile storage units, vehicles and spare parts, among other things.
The UN says the situation is dire. It estimates about a third of the Sudanese population of 44 million does not have enough food. Severe weather patterns have destroyed harvests, sending market prices soaring as the economy deteriorates. And now, a political turmoil is slowing the flow of food to those who need it the most.
The aid sector is suffering the knock-on effect of last year's military takeover. Some agencies have been forced to scale back relief programs as a result of funding cuts. And as prolonged conflicts in parts of the country forces more families to flee their homes, the number of those in need has increased. But humanitarian groups say there's no way to access them.
Fighting has cut off many in remote areas with no secure paths to get aid to them. And since the takeover derailed Sudan's transition to democracy, some donors have reduced humanitarian assistance. Assistance that helped as Hariya Juma get her four-year-old twin daughters out of malnutrition when she started visiting this center.
I come here every week to get nutritional food that they give to children. It has helped them a lot. Their health has improved.
Organizations such as the World Food Program say more needs to be done to help those in need.
Much as, yes, funding has reduced. Quite honestly, some of the donors have stepped up. They've been able to meet our critical needs. It's just that the needs keep increasing.
More aid is expected to arrive, but not until next year. And there are fears the number of people in need of support will have risen by then. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Port Sudan.